Alice's broken lips twitched, and her eyes flickered open, the whites bloodshot, one bulging from its socket. "My name is Stella."
"Stella?"
Her voice had no power behind it, no breath, no life. "Have you seen any other children here? Maybe a girl called Amy?"
"I think I'm in a terrible way, Miss Stella. Could you call me a doctor? I don't want to die."
I took her cold, damp hand in mine. "I'm sorry, Alice, but you're already a long time dead. What happened to you was 80 years ago."
80 years? No, it just happened. It's always just happening. I get back up and clean off the blood, and then they come running after me again."
She sat up, her clothes tearing away from the dried blood, and pushed herself back to her feet, joints cracking like logs on a fire.
"Look,"
she said, pointing to the other end of the alley.
"Here they come again, and again, and again.